Shalom, אנחנו קוראים
בספר. Hello, we're reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, volume 1, page 68, the peace article. We're starting in the line, now it is vitally important for us. You can ask questions in our website, and we'll ask them during the lesson. Page 68. Now it is vitally important for us to examine nature's mitzvot, to know what it demands of us, lest it would mercilessly punish us. We have said that nature obligates humankind to lead a social life. And this is simple. But we need to examine the mitzvot that nature obliges us to observe in that respect, meaning with respect to the social life. In general examination, we find that there are only two mitzvot to follow in society. These can be called, one, reception, and two, bestowal. This means that each member must, by nature, receive his needs from society and must benefit society through his work for its well-being. And if one breaks one of these two mitzvot, he will be mercilessly punished. We need not excessively examine the mitzvah of reception, since the punishment is carried out immediately, which prevents any neglect. But in the other mitzvah, that of bestowal upon the society, not only is the punishment not immediate, but it is given indirectly. Therefore, this mitzvah is not properly observed. Thus, humanity is being fried in a heinous turmoil, and strife and famine, and their consequences have not ceased thus far. The wonder about it is that nature, like a skillful judge, punishes us according to our development. For we can see that to the extent that humankind develops, the pains and torments obtaining our sustenance and existence also multiply.
Meaning, to the extent we develop more, it is required from us to be in greater balance between reception and bestowal. And the fact we're not capable of holding on, and that's why the more we develop, we are more harmed. It's not that the evil forces are increasing, but that the balance between the force of bestowal and the force of reception is moving more and more towards lack of balance. Because the force of reception, the will to receive, is constantly growing and is not covered, is not aligned or corrected with the will to bestow. Yes, Oren?
He writes a few times here about nature punishing us.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the same system which has... It's not a simple system that you immediately get a punishment and you understand, you know, like putting my hand into the fire, then it's clear that I won't do it a second time. But here, the system is large, very, very complex, and that is why if I receive somewhere some kind of negative response, I don't know exactly where it came from or why the Creator or nature did this to me, and it turns out that I can't really study this simply. I can't really understand this simply. You see, until this very day, humanity doesn't think that the will to receive is bad and that it causes all the horrors of the world. We can't blame the general will to receive that's constantly growing in us, governing us, aiming us, only to receive and receive and receive in every state, which is evil. We can't. Go tell everyone. No one will say anything. No. Meaning it's not that they'll say, so we have nothing to do, we are like this. They'll tell you, no, it's okay that we think this way. It's fine that we receive. Meaning humanity doesn't know the will to receive, doesn't identify it as an evil force. They'll say quite the opposite. How can you exist otherwise? How can you live without a will to receive? What do you want us? Not to develop, to go back into the caves, to die? What do you want? That is why, naturally, we have no choice but to develop the will to receive even more and to try and give it different kinds of fulfillments that it demands. And recently, we're even running ahead of the carriage. We don't have certain desires, and we are inventing them in order to sell, in order to succeed with our ego. This is already the matter of the generation that we've stopped creating necessary things in life, but we are already in this distortion of the will to receive. Yes?
So, and then, in such a state of distortion, nature punishes us?
Especially for that, yes.
So, suppose the coronavirus, is that a punishment?
No, nature is punishing us for using our increased, amplified will to receive that doesn't have any need in terms of our existential necessities. So nature is punishing us because the will to receive is part of nature and we're using nature incorrectly. In order to bring the system of nature to balance, we use it in order to create lack of balance according to what we want. Now, when we are acting this way, we're seemingly creating distortions in nature instead of balancing the force of reception, the force of bestowal nicely, correctly. Then it's causing us lack of balance. It's causing us distortion, that this is like broken and it's placed on top of something else that's broken, etc., etc. And then as a result of that, what we have is different harmful implications, different harmful matters that come from nature. Where is this coronavirus from, or other things that we'll have as well? When you are in an incorrect, unnecessary, first of all, unnecessary, egoistic form of connection between all of the different parts of human society, which is the highest form in all of nature, by that you're awakening these distortions. Through your distorted relations, you're awakening distortions on lower levels, on the levels of the still, the vegetative, even the animate. The animate, the vegetative, and even the still. And you see that there are volcanoes erupting, and the warming and the cooling down of the planet, and on the levels of the vegetative, you'll see that what you'll have soon, you won't have anything to eat, God forbid. And on the levels of the animates and the animals, you see what's happening. And there will be such things like a plague of locusts, and also these viruses are on the animate level. And there can be such things, like thousands of them. And we're doing this with our own hands by engaging in our will to receive in a distorted way. So on lower levels, there are different forms which are uncorrected that come and they consume, just like cancer, they consume all of the our phenomena. You can say, no, this virus which is being revealed is a correction. It is. It is a correction. It is like a compensation to what we are doing on the spiritual level, on the connection between us. So on a lower level, this is how it happens. But when it's revealed on a lower level, then it's causing us on the human level between us to cause correction. So now we're consuming less, we're producing less, we're flying less. Humanity is calming down from its stinking ego, which is destroying all of the planet. And then, you'll see with this coronavirus, if it will develop even a little more, so a few thousands of people or a few millions will die. That's not that bad, but you'll see how everyone will calm down. We'll sit at home, won't be flying around for all the corners of the world, won't be engaging in all kinds of nonsense. Look at the airport yesterday, I saw on the news, empty, completely empty. In all of that hall, zero people. How good is that? Or is it not good? Tell me.
Good. Well, in Italy, they closed all the education facilities, universities, schools, kindergartens. It's a disaster.
Why is it a disaster?
Because the world is paralyzed.
Why is it a disaster?
That the world is paralyzed? Is incapacitated?
You're just saying that maybe it's not.
I don't know. This reality seems a catastrophe to me.
It says that the opinion of the wicked is good for them and good for the world.
What wicked? We're talking about children not going to the kindergarten.
They also belong to the wicked.
My question is, according to the what he talks about, the punishments of nature, will Corona destroy the humanity?
How will it be corrected?
How will it correct it?
First of all, why is everyone running around to all these places and why? What for? What do you get from that? They should think, why are they doing that? They'll suddenly start thinking, wow, what were we doing beforehand? Why were we running around wasting our money, and money is more work, and we need to work more on all kinds of things? Now we're sitting quietly. We have something to think about. We can start connecting between us. We can do actions that will be good for us. Why should I look at some rocks there in Rome or in Paris? I can look at my friends, at my neighbors, at my family. Finally, I'll see my children. Right? I'm asking, my dear wife, who is that? Oh, that's my son. What's his name? Oh, Joseph. Oh, how are you, Joseph? How do you feel? What grade are you in? Yeah. And then he's saying, Dad, we're not learning anymore. We don't have school anymore. All right, so what are you doing? We're learning now through the internet that we'll have some... Because we can't breathe next to one another. Ah, you can't breathe. Okay. In other words, there is a little bit of time to be included in a different way from each other. I see in these corrections. The fact that humanity will reach some kind of stop and see how weak it is, how it doesn't determine everything, that it can be stopped in a second, and it can be, you know, look at what is happening now. What will we eat tomorrow? I don't know. Tomorrow, this virus will be revealed in agriculture, let's say, or somewhere like that. That's it, we're done. Meaning you have something to think about instead of killing each other and playing with these egoistic battles. Before the ego, you need to live. You don't have anything to eat. So now you're already starting to think about life and not about controlling the whole world and this and that, each one with his pride. Nice. Well,
you have a vision of where we're headed to? Where will this take the world to? Beyond these thoughts, will it spread? Will it stop? In what way will it stop?
Look, there are a few levels here. First of all, everything depends on the extent that will spread the wisdom of Kabbalah. There's no doubt about that. If people will hear about the balance of reality, the balance of world, the connection between the human society, that nature is forcing us, and all of this lack of equivalence with the laws of nature is bringing these viruses, this needs to be explained. This needs to be done. And you need to do this. I've said this a few times. You need to try and spread this in every place possible through all the networks. Today, it's all in our hands. Go ahead. Start influencing through all the networks, and you'll see how it will. Don't think that, who am I to influence through my Facebook or through Twitter or all these social networks. You do your own part. That's one thing. To the extent that we'll explain it, that nature is aiming us towards its goal, and we need, in accordance, to start working. We won't be able to get rid of this virus. There'll be more along the way. Do you know what we have prepared for us? It'll be good. In short, it will be good. The time of the end of correction is a time where the blows are accelerated. Yes, Yochai.
Teacher, this is in general about the whole world. Now, about Israel, it's like a bubble that has nothing to do with anything. Yesterday, I was in the airport, something about my work. So, I was talking to someone over there. I asked him, Corona, aren't you worried? So, he said, no, with God's help, it will be here already. Meaning, even the blows don't wake the people here. You have no one to talk to.
That's good.
It's a bubble. He's blocked, and his ear is blocked.
It's done like that on purpose for Israelis. They're not going wild from this because subconsciously they have some kind of preparation that it's coming as from an upper force, even though they're unaware of it. We'll get through that too. Nothing you can do. There is such a preparation in every Israeli.
Yeah, but you can't talk to them. Good, bad.
You don't need to talk. You need just to give him a little booklet and that's it.
Yeah, but even in dissemination of Facebook, what you were talking, we're trying, but nothing is... What should people have on dropping on their head until they understand that something should change or awake from within or what?
What needs to fall on his head is your explanation.
I'm trying that, but that also doesn't...
You mustn't say no. This you need to do every day, all the time. Okay. Yes, Gilad.
About the corona, there are two things that I understand. One of them I understand, the other I don't. One is that the entire humanity has a common enemy, so it unites everyone. It's not a hurricane or typhoon in a certain place where I'm sympathetic about it. So poor guys. But here, this can harm everyone.
How great it is that it's happening there.
Yeah, well, the second thing is that the medicine that humanity gave it is solitude. We're talking about connection, and you even wrote about this article about how good it was that we were 5,000 people in the exhibition gardens. No one even had a common cold because we were connected.
I see what's happening now. How difficult it is to this state of waking up from the Congress. We're in this blur. A week after the Congress, people are gradually starting to get over it. I saw it on the screens. I saw. They didn't know where they were.
Yeah, it was a sequence of opportunities for connection, even after the Congress. So many connections. But anyway, the medicine that humanity found is go stay alone. And conversations I had with a few people, they were solitude, and they were so angry about the country, their country. How come they told me to stay solitude? I was in Thailand in a trip. Why did they do that to me?
Hold on, I don't understand. Who can say that? What, the country is just doing this for no reason? What is this related to the country? To the there are doctors that are saying that we have no choice. If we don't do that, then we'll all get ill, and we'll harm one another. In other words, they're against isolation because they don't care about others. The fact that I'm sick, but why do I have to be isolated? Now I'm free. I don't care about the virus because I already have this virus inside, so now I want to go everywhere. Yeah? Is that it? Is that why they're angry? That they're limited?
He doesn't think he's sick. He said, I was in some island in Thailand.
That doesn't matter. That does not matter. Meaning, I have lack of consideration in everyone. I don't care about everyone or anyone. So that I'm getting angry that I'm being told to sit in isolation. Meaning, where does this anger come from? From being told, take everyone into consideration, and I don't want to take everyone into consideration. Let me be. That's the point. So I'm told, okay, but you can pass on the virus to thousands of people in one day. Well, yeah, I don't care, but I'll feel myself as free. I'll go everywhere. Look how the ego in a person is without the correct form of education. It is just throwing him out to roam around. Where did I learn that I need to take my environment into consideration? Never. So what do you want from me? Yes.
Now the question is, how come we're saying that the connection is the solution and the world is saying that insulation is the solution?
No. Connection that we say is the solution is now happening by isolation being the solution. The concern for others is now being clarified through this isolation. Love of others by being distant from others physically. By that, you're becoming closer to the others emotionally because you're caring for them. That's why you're becoming distant physically. So your action is connection by being distant from them. Dudi, maybe you'll write about this. Okay? Yes.
Rab, la impresión que yo tengo de lo que he leído y lo que he oído.
My impression of what we read and what I heard. is that the governments, because they're bankrupt, they use the coronavirus in order to reach the pockets of people.
Well, that's clear because we're all in an egoistic society on the planet. So, of course, each one is thinking. Everyone's thinking how to be healthy. They don't care about others, and also how to profit from in all different ways. Where can I profit from this? That's clear. So what's the question?
The question is, am I seeing things right, or is this part of what's happening?
I didn't understand.
Is he seeing it right? Is it the way he depicts it, or is it... maybe it's only the way I see it. Or is this correct?
Each one, as he sees. All the flaws one sees is through his own flaws. Nothing to explain here. Scrutinize exactly what you want. Okay. I have here. All right, Cohen, what do you want?
So these laws, the rules of the health ministry is an opportunity to be in Arvut, right?
Yes, the Ministry of Health is telling us that we need to be in Arvut because this blow is inclusive of everyone. We need to take each one into consideration. That's called Arvut. And that is why you can't come close to each other 2 meters, you can't do other things, in order to care for the others. Look how the Ministry of Health is really becoming sacred.
The world behaves in this way, we could beat it like this in 2 weeks.
What do you mean to...
If the whole world follows
rules, if we'll behave nicely, properly, and we'll understand how we're behaving, that it's for the well-being of the others, for everyone, then of course it will be cured very quickly.
It's an amazing lesson.
Give it to Bill.
Out of curiosity, how come this we focus so much time on this coronavirus, which is child's play to what's coming? We're in the middle of a pole shift. Once the pole shift happens, we are ejected into an instant ice age that will reverse, but it's what's causing the ring of fire and all the earthquakes, which are now coming in at 9.0.
Right.
Worried about a stinking virus that don't do nothing compared to this. This is natural catastrophe of the worst kind.
This virus is touching each and every one personally. However, if some iceberg will melt or an ocean will rise a few meters, I'm thinking of myself, of my own temperature or my pulse or something else, I won't feel it. You understand? It all depends how a person feels. If a locust will come and will eat all of the fields and will go out to the supermarket and will see, what can we then see in the supermarket? We'll see the same locust in the supermarket, in sugar, in salt, just eat them, right? So then you'll... So now, in the meantime, This virus is great. We need to make as many articles as possible about this, to the extent that it shows us our weakness, one. Two, to the extent we're connected to each other negatively, that we can transmit the illness from one to another. Third, is to the extent if we want, with our understanding, with our awareness, to hold these things on our side, in order to not get these viruses. And lastly, to what extent are we cleaning our society from all the garbage? We're not flying around, we're not doing all kinds of things. Eventually, we will, because of this virus, I wish it would keep going on for another year, let's say. So we'll reach a state of life that will do actions which are necessary, not some kind of nonsense. Who will run around now to different stores to buy nice, pieces of clothing, and then to the theater, and then to this, or go to all kinds of international things? No, everyone is living quietly. Most important is that we're healthy. This virus is closing us. We become good kids. So, is this a virus? It's not a virus. It's help from above. We'll suddenly see. There are those that are crying out, and those who are working in the stock market, etc., they're crying out. But everything will fall into place. After a year or two, everything is nice and good. You'll see how it will influence the politics, how it will influence arming, and what do you have to fight about? What do you have to do? Who are you wanting to control, to govern? People who are living just by, day by day, getting by? And then there'll come some kind of locust, and then mosquitoes, and then mice. That's great. Like Balasulam says, we don't have strength against this. You can't do anything because of their numbers. You won't be able to fight them. And that way, our lives will reach a different kind of order. We'll learn from this. We'll learn how life can be otherwise. Otherwise, what do we have? Look at the human society. Every second company today is an investment company. What's an investment? Can someone explain? What's an investment? It's a bubble, of course. An investment company. What is this? There was never such a thing. So I truly hope that such viruses, and it's good, it's in a path of mercy that it will happen this way. Yes?
To add just a little to what Esteban was trying to say, if you look at the UN Proposition 230-2030, which was signed off by every country in the world, including Israel, it shows just exactly how this is going to come down as far as the governments are concerned. And the other thing is, the province that this virus broke out in is the province this virus was discovered in by a pharmaceutical company in that particular province, and it was released on the people. It wasn't an accident. This was a intentional. So you'll get your wish. It'll be around for a while.
I don't know about that. I don't understand here. I don't hear that. I also don't care about that. What I care about is the outcome. The outcome is what matters. Yes, Mushik.
I'd like to ask about the article, what he writes about reception and bestowal. If we're talking about the solution, I understand that Bala Sulam says we have to balance reception and bestowal, as much as a person receives and how much he bestows. If we can understand and give examples, what he's talking about, what reception is, what bestowal is, and who is he writing this for? Because for someone who studies Kabbalah, that's one thing, and if we're talking about everyone...
If we are talking about the laws of nature, then we see that no creature on the levels of still vegetative and animate does not consume more than it needs for its existence. And only that. Only for its existence. We think about these predators devouring, like a tiger or a wolf. No, they only take what they need to exist. That's it. And what they don't need, they don't. In other words, in such a way, we also need to live. Not condemned nor praised for whatever one needs to exist, and all the rest for the sake of society. And also for the sake of society, it has to be also for the well-being of society. Not that I'm giving it all kinds of nonsense, but that I identify what is for its well-being, and then if I can supply those things, then I do. So human society, it has to reach this form, this corporeal form of life, that they live like on the degree of the animate, all the animals, that they consume only to survive, only to exist. And all the rest they don't need to get from nature. They need, with all the rest, only to increase their spiritual actions for the work of the Creator. Yes?
It says here that every friend is required by nature to take what it needs from the society and to bestow it back to the society. I really did try to explain this in campus lessons, and I was asked, what do you want from me? I work 12 hours, then I come back, I take care of my family. What am I not doing?
No, we're talking about the laws of nature and what nature demands from us. And you're saying that we're doing the opposite.
Most people behave exactly the way they understand it, what he says. They do what they have
to. No, that's not correct. Because what we're producing, 90% of the things we produce have no need. There is no need for them. There is this production line, and the last thing on the production line is thrown out. Why? To have the ability to start reproducing again. That's how we've built everything, otherwise we won't make a living. What do we make a living from? From extracting all of the raw materials of the planet. Go make a living off one another, but this way we cannot live. You see what we're doing to the ecology? What an individual says that you can't demand anything from him, we don't demand from him to make a revolution. Of course not. He's not capable, he doesn't know how to. We only need to show him that we've reached through our ego, which is directing us in every form in our life, we're reaching the form of life that we can no longer tolerate it. That by that we're burying ourselves. That's what's written. It is the angel of death that's gradually bringing us to a state that I am getting this drop of poison on the tip of the sword and I'm dying from it. Yes.
So what is, with respect to the individual, what does it mean to bestow by his work to the society?
To learn what we learn and to be included with his thought, and in that thought he's correcting the world. To have many such people with the correct thoughts, then we might be able to also start moving on to corporeal actions. But really, our thought is already working. All of the rest, let the virus do. What do you need to run around for? Yes.
Meaning, bestowing on society means, first of all, learn.
Yes.
Yes. What bestowal is. Because at the moment, we don't know what it is.
That's bestowing. That's, what else do you want? To create more factories, something else, nothing. Only everything will be clarified in the mind.
What should we learn?
To learn how the society should exist in order to be suited to the laws of nature. When a person, when human society needs, with its own strength, with its own limitations, it needs to reach that same state to live like the animals, not to consume more than what is necessary for the existence. And all the rest of our mind, of our hearts, we need to direct towards connection between us. What he says to us in the article of Matan Torah, in the article of the Arvut, what did you find?
In a nation, Bala Sulam writes that the quality of egoism, which is imprinted in each creature, is a necessary condition for its existence. Without it, it won't exist at all. At the same time, it does not contradict the altruism inside man. There's just a need to distinguish between the two. The law of egoism has to be kept only to the extent that we're talking about existence, and all the rest you should concede for the sake of the others. He also talks about it in the article Mitzvah Achat, one commandment. He says, the first and foremost and only commandment that will take you to Lishma is to take upon yourself to only work for yourself to the extent of necessity, meaning exactly to make sure that you still exist. All the rest of the time you work for others to help the poor and needy and anyone who needs help in the world.
That is according to the laws of nature. That's how you should behave. Chadera.
Good morning. You hear me?
Yes.
Good morning. We're dealing a lot about humanity, society, and what's going on in nature. But any destruction that comes to the world is because of Israel, or for Israel. So how will that help if we disseminate our method, if we don't even know how to make a 10 into 1? Any calamity in the world is only for us to advance and to know how to pass it on through our realization.
So let me answer you this. Of course, you need to first reach the building of your society in order to be able to spread from it and onwards the method of correction. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, you can't build your society without getting from the outside a deficiency, a lack to have such a society in order for the external circles to want this. Meaning, why do we need to go out and start spreading the wisdom of Kabbalah to the whole world? Because if we won't feel that the world needs it, then we also won't be able to build ourselves. Otherwise, we're building ourselves for our own sake, and that's not good. It will be the opposite of the goal. But the fact that you want to go out, that you will go out to wide audiences and see how much they're suffering and that they need correction and that they cannot reach this correction, only you, if you pass on to them, that's why you're building yourself. So, you cannot not go out to the public, to the public. Specifically, if you do go out to the public, that will force you to correct, to connect.
In order to obligate us to scrutinize the method, how to make 10 into 1.
Yes, Kaunas. Sorry, Kavkaz.
У нас объединенная такая группа. Как сказано в этой статье, развитие технического...
As it says in the article, the technological development increases the torments. We as your students, with every new smartphone out or new car model out, we should be sad about not advancing. It should give us the strength to advance. Question is, why do we forget about the importance of what each of us has to do every day?
Because it is against our egoistic nature, our egoistic desire. All right, there was someone here who wanted to ask. Yes?
No.
All right. So, Kiev.
Dear Rav, concerning the need to disseminate and what Bala Sulam writes about the balance between reception and bestowal. In the first part of the lesson, we were scrutinizing how in the 10, in bestowal to friends and adhesion, we start gradually, without losing the connection with them, what we call Ochma. It's the same way with the rest of the people on earth. The 99% will also need to feel it somehow, or something else.
They will need to feel and understand, but not the same way we are, because they will be activated, and more will join us, and we'll see how it will get organized. Oh, we have Guadalajara.
Guadalajara. No.
Hola, buen día, Rab. La pregunta es, ¿cómo empezamos a trabajar en este pensamiento por encima de todo lo que...
How can we start working with this thought which is above all of what our eyes see? How can we start working in this direction above what our eyes see?
Only through dissemination. What's the question here? Only through dissemination. Don't you see what we're doing? You're with us all the time. So please, to try.
No, Maishlana, what?
So, what else do we have? Yes.
Такой вопрос. Вот в соцсетях видно, что есть люди, которые...
In the social media, you see people who identify with a problem. They're extra sensitive to the torments of other people. Well, like with the virus and everything that's going on. But they don't have a point in the heart. How can a group of Kabbalists build the right connection with such people? Since we're going to have more and more people like that.
A group of Kabbalists has to explain to the whole world that everything that's happening to us is happening out of lack of balance. That if we would act in our life like animals, that according to our body we are animals, and according to our soul in towards attainment of the Creator, then everything would be wonderful. But we are creating this distortion. With our ego, we want to control the whole world. We want to empty the planet to consume everything we can from it. And that is why nature, which is coming out of a state of balance, is showing us all kinds of problems. Biologically speaking, like this virus, or like volcanoes which are erupting, or tsunamis, and so on. And more, it is lack of balance that we are causing in nature. We need to think about it, how we're doing it. We need to limit ourselves until we use nature in a way that is not praised nor condemned, like the wisdom of Kabbalah writes, not praised nor condemned, and all the rest of our forces, many, many forces, a lot of time, a lot of strength, a lot of mind, a lot of desire, all the rest only towards the correction of human society in order to make a tool from it for the revelation of the Creator. That's all we need. That's it. And for us, human society is the opposite of revelation of the Creator. So from that, we are causing all of the problems, and that's just the beginning. The days of the Messiah, which we are already in, need to bring us many revelations, and hopefully, through our efforts, that we'll have good revelations. But meanwhile, I'm suspicious. Hopefully, we'll learn about it quickly, but we need to explain to all of humanity where it comes from lack of balance between human society to the general law of nature, which is balance. That's it. This is physics. It isn't faith or I don't know what in something. It is the law of nature. By that,
let's read one announcement to conclude. Evening lesson. You're all invited to watch us tonight, 6 p.m. live on Sevivat Todah. This we conclude the three. So let's sing a song. למה שזורח בין מה שאפל למה שמואר כל דבר חייב לגדול משני כתבים בין שני הפכים משהו נולד בחיים יש בתוכך